I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We welcome on our Browns beat reporter, Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, welcome to the show.
Hello, boys.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you more excited about Shador's big game or angry at the coaching staff, specifically Kevin Stefanski, for the way that game went down?
I'm going to say I'm more excited for Shador and what the future might hold.
Why?
Well, because if he plays like this the rest of the season, which we got Kevin to say today, that Shador will be the starter for the rest of the season. If he's able to play this way toward the rest of the season, maybe we could have a conversation about having him be the starting quarterback in 2026. So there's a lot of potential there. Whereas, like, the coaching staff, they may all not be here next year. And the outcome of yesterday's game in the grand scheme of things might not matter. So I think when I look at big picture, Shador's performance matters more than just anger and disappointment from poor coaching.
Wait, real quick. Kevin announced the obvious that Shador would be the starter going forward, did you guys start a slow clap and then just allow him, like, as it built to, like, a raucous applause for his bravery? did you guys then, like, allow him, basically play him off with a clap, like a thunderous ovation?
No. I think Mary Kay just went on to the next question.
I'm surprised you guys didn't chime in being like, no, duh. Like, thanks for breaking that news, Kevin.
We listen. We try and keep those pressers respectful.
Let me ask you, though. I am curious because today's felt like a win in many ways, and it should be one of the worst losses of the season when you lose to a one-win Titans team that might be one of the worst teams we've seen in the previous half decade. What were the vibes, though? What were the vibes in the locker room after the game? Were they uplifted, or was it like a typical loss where it seems like it was just all down and out?
A combination. I mean, look, the fact that Shador played as well as he did, I mean, he did something that no Browns rookie quarterback has ever done with the 350-plus yards passing, 3 passing touchdowns, a rushing touchdown. The fact that he accounted for 4 scores, the fact that he brought them back from double digits down twice in that game, they had a chance. They have a chance with him on the field. And I think that that's what the locker room sees. They don't have a chance when Dylan Gabriel is on the field. When Shador Sanders is on the field, there's a chance. And so I think that, as you guys put it, stating the blatantly obvious that he should be the starting quarterback for the remainder of the season, I think that that will buy, I guess, some goodwill within the locker room because they got 4 miserable games left to go on this schedule, and they're not going to be favored in any of them. Certainly not in Chicago, won't be against Buffalo, won't be against Pittsburgh, and they're not. Maybe they will be against Cincinnati, depending on where the Bengals are come week 18. But There's tangible hope with Shador, and folks should be excited about it. I don't want to hear about that. Well, it was against the Tennessee Titans, and they were 1-11. Look, they're professionals, and he went out there and made throws. The touchdown to Jerry Jeudy was a thing of beauty. Same thing to David Njoku. The Harold Fannin ball was incredible too. He made a lot of really good throws. Really one bad throw, and that was the interception. That was a bad decision, but I loved what he had to say about it after the game. You know, thought we needed a spark. I took a chance. It didn't work. I'm going to learn from that. I know that now that that's a play that I can't try and make. I think that he has shown a lot in the short time that he's been on the field, and he's shown a lot of progression in the short time that he's been on the field. And again, these are none of the things that we saw from Dylan Gabriel. So we're never going to get an explanation, but I do kind of feel like there's some splaining that needs to be done from that organization when it comes to not only their draft processes and who they took and when they took them, as well as the evaluation both leading into the draft as well as coming into the season.
Daryl, what do you think is more important to Shador being QB1 heading into this offseason? Wins in the final four games or just the stats?
Well, it's not just about stats, Nick. He just has to play well. Look, the numbers yesterday were impressive, but going back and watching it, he played pretty impressive. There are some spots where, yes, the footwork still needs some work. There were a couple plays where he got a little further away from the line of scrimmage than maybe I would be comfortable with a quarterback getting away from the line of scrimmage. There were plays where he was trying to direct traffic, saw that there was nothing there, and he threw the ball away. There were plays where he got it out real fast. He got through the progressions real fast. So for me, it's more about the film than the box score and the wins and losses at this point, because let's be honest about it, where the Browns are at, which is 3-10, with 4 to play, the wins and losses right now feel like they're just completely immaterial. And I think Kevin kind of told you that with some of the coaching decisions he made yesterday.
If there was only a way to gauge how someone played, though. You know?
There's well, only eyes.
There's only like, well, yeah, okay. If there was only like, I don't know, like numbers that would represent how well somebody played. I don't know what you'd call them. I don't know. They can't think of a word.
Statistics?
Yeah, that sounds right, but
we
maybe
have too
not.
Many of them is the argument we have now.
That's true. Analytics?
Oh, Daryl, I hear you're big mad at big analytics these days.
I'm not big mad at analytics. It's just the Browns don't know how to use them, and they don't help the Browns.
Like, were you getting in fights with people over two-point conversions? Tell us what's happening.
No, I just listen. You don't have the personnel to do that stuff. The Philadelphia Eagles have the personnel where they can follow analytics and go for two when they're still down a touchdown. The Browns don't have those people. Kick the extra point, be down 7, then go for two if you want to go for the win after that. Because if you don't get it, which the Browns typically don't get, now you're down out and you got to go for two again. And they didn't get either one of them, and they ended up losing the game by 2 points. So, when you're not play for overtime, that granted, as someone who covered the game, no one wanted to see overtime in that game yesterday. But the analytics, or you can follow the analytics when you have the personnel. The Browns don't have the personnel. And when you look at the results since they instituted this program, which again, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. My point that I'm trying to make is it's not helping them. It's not producing wins. They have 7 losing seasons, okay? 5 or 6 of those are the double-digit varieties. Actually, no, it's 8 losing seasons, 6 of them double-digit variety since they implemented this analytical plan and adopted it. It doesn't work for them. It works great for the Philadelphia Eagles. Doesn't work well here in Cleveland. So they need to assess how they're using it. And I don't know, also it would help if the front office would get some personnel in here that would make it worthwhile.
Yeah, but just imagine where they'd be without analytics, Daryl.
I know, they'd still have 3 wins. They're right back where they were. Listen,
they might only have 2, Daryl.
Yeah. I mean, they're losing, Nick, at the same clip that they were losing at 10 years ago. Nothing is better with this team other than, okay, you have a Hall of Famer on the roster, once-in-a-generation defensive player. Other than that, the rest of it's slop. It's the same slop fans have been fed for 27 seasons for the most part, outside of three or four watchable years. Like, it's just, it's not, you know, whatever their application, whatever it is, it's not translating into any type of a competitive advantage for this franchise. And again, it's the same thing. For whatever reason, everything is harder here in Cleveland when it comes to the Browns. They have to take the hardest path to everything. They can never figure anything out. They can never do anything the right way on the field. So, you know, it's not that I'm against analytics.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm just against the wasting all this time and energy on them when they don't produce any results.
You know, I do agree with you, though. I would have played for overtime. And the analytics do say that if you just, again, the reason why you go for two is it gives you a higher chance of winning the game. But kicking the extra points just give you a higher chance of going to OT. I think if they go to OT in that game, Daryl, I don't know how they would have ended up losing, because the Browns' offense looked that much better at the end of the game. And it looked like Cam Ward had done all he could in that game.
Yeah, Shedeur Sanders outplayed Cam Ward by a mile yesterday, okay? Like, he did, and again, that's part of the reason I feel so good about what I saw yesterday. The run defense didn't show up for the Browns. That's unfortunate. Special teams as well. It remains as special as it's been under Bubba Ventrone. And yeah, like, when you're fighting and scratching and clawing for wins, you can't really afford to take a, you know, sometimes you just gotta, let's do the basics. Let's just do that. Let's kick the PAT, go down 7. If we score again and come within a point, then we have a decision to make. Do we go for the win? Do we go for the tie? Or I should say, in this case, go for the lead or go for the tie. Then you make the decision. My point is, you don't have the personnel to get the two-point conversion at a rate that I feel comfortable with them going for it in that spot. Also, they went to the gadgetry. They took the hottest hand on the field, off the field, for that one, because they, I guess, had to hold him accountable because he fumbled the snap on the first two-point conversion. Again, selective accountability with this team. And so you don't get it. You lose the game by two. And that's what's, you know, frustrating, because that is a game they should not have won. They're probably not going to win another game this season now. But they could have had that one yesterday. And because they're all caught up in their spreadsheets, well, and you don't have the personnel to allow you to be caught up in the spreadsheets, well, you lost a game you should have won. So good for you. Y'all smarter than all of us. You know, enjoy your loss.
I'm going to leave it there. Daryl, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you.
You bet. Talk to you later in the week.
Daryl Ryder there, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Great stuff with him.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.